Dorian batters the Bahamas.
The price you pay to live in paradise.
The Southeast braces for part two.
We are taking this storm very seriously.
Memorials for shooting victims in Odessa, Texas.
People have passed away on our streets for no reason.
Car crash seriously injures Kevin Hart.
It's a miracle that everyone inside survived.
This is the CBS World News Roundup, presented by Capital One.
Good morning. I'm Deborah Rodriguez. A destructive hurricane named Dorian, with winds of 165 miles an hour, is pounding the Bahamas right now.
Please pray for us. Please pray for us, everyone. Please pray for us. Me and my baby.
Correspondent Janet Shamlian begins our team coverage.
One of the most powerful Atlantic storms on record is unleashing its catastrophic rage in the northern Bahamas. The Category 5 hurricane made landfall in the Abaco Islands, packing winds of 185 miles an hour.
We need help, everything now.
Revealing Dorian's devastating path of fury. The storm battered rooftops and storm surges topping 18 feet left entire neighborhoods underwater. Floating debris and large sunken boats litter the island. Bahamian media report 8-year-old Lachino McIntosh drowned as his family tried to find shelter. His sister is missing.
Hello?
This morning, officials say they don't know how many homes have been destroyed, but expect many will be homeless.
They're still bracing for the worst in some parts of the Bahamas. This man is a college student in Freeport.
We've put shutters up on the house, so we've secured all the windows and doors. We bought groceries. Lots of water.
Once the hurricane is finished with the Bahamas, its next stop could be the U.S. mainland. Winds are picking up along the southeast coast from Florida northward. WBBM-TV meteorologist Megan Glaros.
We anticipate that it'll accelerate pretty rapidly once it makes that turn more to the north and west. Question is, when does that happen? We anticipate that occurring probably about 24 to 48 hours from now, maybe as it's transitioning down to a Cat 4, because it will start to encounter some shear. Then it rides sort of parallel to the state of Florida, potentially making a turn, keeping it parallel to the U.S. coastline for days on end. But if we have just a small shift to the west, we could have a direct impact with anywhere along the southeast coastline.
I'm Peter King in Orlando. Dorian's path is still uncertain, but at least three major airports have shut down. The governor has waived tolls on all evacuation routes, and mandatory evacuation orders are in effect in at least nine counties along the coast. Volusia County Sheriff Mike Chitwood is in Daytona Beach.
We have never seen a storm like this in our area. So you need to start thinking now and kick those plans into place.
The message for those who don't leave, you're on your own. Evacuations are already underway in St. Augustine. CBS's Mark Strassman is there.
Health First Cape Canaveral Hospital was taking no chances. Dozens of patients, hurting and vulnerable, were moved inland and away from Dorian's menace. In St. Augustine, Joe Colsant packed up what he can't live without, the contents of his safe, and his family of four.
Do you typically stay or do you typically go?
We go depending on the storm. Sometimes we stay, but this one is like, definitely get out of here. Yeah.
Coastal Florida now is battening down and boarding up, with widespread evacuation orders in effect.
I'm Jim Crisul in Jacksonville, Florida. Evacuations have been ordered here ahead of Hurricane Dorian. Lenny Curry is mayor of the nation's biggest city by land area.
In almost any scenario that plays out with this powerful hurricane, there will be effects to the coastal and low-lying areas of our city.
More than 800,000 people along the South Carolina coast have been told to head inland beginning at noon today.
Police in Texas have new details about the gunman who went on a rampage after a traffic stop over the weekend. CBS's Steve Futterman is in Odessa.
Amazing grace. Last night, they gathered here in Odessa.
This weekend, Father, we joined the ranks of too many communities that have had such terror visited upon us.
Another American city dealing with another mass shooting. What prompted this shooting, though, is not entirely clear. Odessa Police Chief Mike Gerke.
There are no definitive answers as to motive.
But officials might have gotten a big clue last night when it was revealed that the gunman was fired from his job just hours before the rampage began. As for the victims and survivors, we are learning more about them. The seven people killed ranged in age from 15 to 57. The youngest fatality, 15-year-old Layla Hernandez, was with her family. They were at a car dealer to buy a car for her brother. As for the youngest of those wounded, 17-month-old Anderson Davis, she was hit by shrapnel, suffering damage to her teeth, lips, and tongue, but she will survive. Steve Futterman, CBS News, Odessa, Texas.
President Trump calls the Odessa gunman another very sick person. He says gun reform legislation is on the way.
We're in the process of dealing with Democrats, Republicans. They've been working very hard on it. They're coming back very soon. And there's a big package of things that's going to be put before them by a lot of different people. We have a lot of groups working on it.
There is no actual bill in the pipeline. The House passed background check legislation earlier this year, but Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell has refused to call a vote. Comedian Kevin Hart is recovering from major injuries after his vintage muscle car went off the road and rolled down an embankment near Malibu, California. Correspondent Jonathan Vigliotti has details from Los Angeles.
Crash reports from the California Highway Patrol indicate Hart's friend, Jared Black, was driving at the time of the incident. He was turning from a road when he immediately lost control of the vehicle. Black and the third passenger, Rebecca Brocksterman, were trapped in the car, but Hart was able to get out. And according to TMZ, a member of his security team took him home about half a mile away to get medical attention. Firefighters reportedly had to cut the roof of the car to get Black and Brocksterman out. Black and Hart sustained major back injuries from the collision. Black was not driving under the influence.
High school students in Hong Kong are skipping class today and accessorizing their white uniforms with gas masks, goggles, and hard hats as they join pro-democracy protesters. An update now on the troubled 737 MAX.
It's looking less likely that the grounded jets will be back in the air by Christmas, let alone Thanksgiving. Regulators reportedly cut short a Boeing briefing last month, complaining that the plane maker failed to answer specific questions or provide technical details about modifications to the MAX flight control computers implicated in two fatal crashes. The Wall Street Journal reporting it could be weeks before the required material is submitted and evaluated. Vicki Barker, CBS News.
A lot of people will be barbecuing today, going to parades, or taking advantage of Labor Day sales at the mall. If you're among them, you can thank President Grover Cleveland for the free time. 125 years ago, he signed an act making the first Monday in September a legal holiday dedicated to the achievements of American workers. It came in the wake of the Pullman strike, which sparked violence in cities across the country. And that's the World News Roundup for Monday, September 2nd. I'm Deborah Rodriguez, CBS News.